Good day, podcast subscribers. Welcome to our new episode today on English subject. We care for your future. Hence, it's always best to start our day with a smile on our faces because we want to give you quality education even in these trying times, for we believe that no pandemic is bigger than your dreams. Hi everyone, I am Teacher Sheena, your English tutor. I just want to passionately welcome and thank you for joining us today. I am so happy to be your learning companion. Learning is more fun when we do it together. Today, I will help you understand and analyze better one of the figurative languages or figures of speech, and that is the hyperbole. Understanding and analyzing hyperbole is easy. All I want you to do is to listen attentively and pay attention to my discussion. What is hyperbole? It is a figure of speech that involves an exaggeration of ideas for the sake of emphasis. It is a device that we employ in our day-to-day speech. For instance, when you meet a friend after a long time, you say, "It's been ages since I last saw you." You may not have met him for 3 or 4 hours or a day, but the use of the word ages exaggerates this statement to add emphasis to your way. Therefore, a hyperbole is an unreal exaggeration to emphasize the real situation. Some would say that hyperbole is a statement. Definitely it is. But what does hyperbole convey? By definition, hyperbole is a manner of writing where the author uses an obvious and intentional exaggeration. That's it! That's what it means. It's a statement of exaggeration because it may never happen or it doesn't even exist at all. A hyperbole is not to be understood literally. I prepared examples so that you can understand better this figure of speech. Let's analyze the first example. A man was so hungry that he could eat an elephant right now. Do you think the man could eat the whole elephant? It's very impossible. An elephant is too big for a person to eat. Therefore, he could eat an elephant is the hyperbole in the sentence because it's an exaggeration. Another example. There are 1 million questions on the test. Now, imagine yourself answering 1 million questions in a test. Can you even answer it in a day? It's impossible. I doubt if you can do it. There is no way you can answer it in a day. What part of the sentence then shows exaggeration? If you answered 1 million, that's fantastic. 1 million questions is too many to answer. Another example. It took the teacher a month to call on me. Which part of the sentence expresses exaggeration? Now, if you answered a month, then that's great, because my teacher's arm would be so tired if he will hold the phone up for that long. Let's also try this example. The boy didn't sleep for 1 year while waiting for his lost dog. Let's try to analyze the sentence so that we can find the hyperbole used in the sentence. Do you think the boy will not get sick? if we will not sleep for a year? Definitely. We get sick if we don't have enough sleep. What part of the sentence expresses exaggeration or something that is unbelievable? Did not sleep for 1 year is the hyperbole because it is an overstatement. I know I have already taken a couple of your time, but allow me to give more examples, because I really wanted you to understand better our topic on hyperbole. So moving on to more examples. He was so happy that he jumps over the clouds. Analyzing this example, it can never happen that a person can jump over the clouds. I haven't seen and heard in my entire life of a person who did that. What part of the sentence then expresses exaggeration? Jumps over the clouds is a statement of exaggeration. Another example. It was so cold, I saw polar bears wearing hats and jackets. Many polar bears live in cold regions such as the North Pole, and the climate in the North Pole is cold, but it's an exaggeration to see polar bears wearing hats and jackets. Wearing hats and jackets is the hyperbole in the sentence. You know, sometimes a hyperbole can also be used to mock or ridicule to give more emphasis to an statement. But I hope you are not going to do it, because I know how hard it is to be ridiculed. But for the purpose of understanding better our topic, allow me to give an example. Let's take this example. My friend Anne snores louder than a thunderstorm. A thunder during a stormy weather is very loud. The writer seemingly mocks or ridicules his friend by telling how loud he snores. The hyperbole used in the sentence is louder than a thunderstorm, because there is no way that you could snore louder than a thunder. Let me repeat the sentences that express exaggeration for emphasis. A man was so hungry that he could eat an elephant right now. There were a million questions on the test. It took the teacher a month to call on me. The boy didn't sleep for 1 year while waiting for his lost dog. He was so happy that he jumps over the clouds. It was so cold, I saw polar bears wearing hats and jackets. My friend Ray snores louder than a thunderstorm. All the sentences contain a hyperbole that expresses exaggeration for emphasis. These are could eat an elephant, million questions a month, 1 year, jumps over the clouds, wearing hats and jackets, and louder than a thunderstorm. That's another fun-filled learning episode with you guys. I'm expecting that by now you can already analyze and identify hyperbole. Just bear in your mind that a hyperbole is a statement of exaggeration. Anything that is impossible to believe and to happen. That ends my discussion, and I hope you enjoyed our lesson on hyperbole. I really had fun learning with you guys. I expect that you will continue supporting my podcast episodes. Again, I am Teacher Sheena working as non-uniformed personnel at the Calabria Police Station. Leaving you a verse of the day from John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." In this pandemic, remember God's love when He gave His only begotten Son to die for our sins. Continue to spread love, lend a hand, and help others grow. And always remember to keep yourself safe all the time. Oops, wear your mask, wash your hands, and observe social distancing. I would love and like to read more of your comments on this episode. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and share this learning episode and all the episodes I will be posting soon. Thank you, and I look forward to learning more with you in the next topic, irony. Till next time, bye guys!